is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figaro, founder and senior partner at the law firm of Figaro and Associates. Mr. Figaro opened his private practice in downtown Brooklyn in 1996. He specializes in personal injury, immigration, matrimonial law, bankruptcy, and wills and estate planning, with a strong emphasis on litigation matters. As the Lawyer features Brian's legal advice as he answers the listeners' questions and shares his insights in achieving your goals and objectives. Every week, As the Lawyer also features interviews and guests related to Mr. Figaro's interests outside the law. Guests and topics include health and wellness, the civil rights war, music production, writers, as well as international and local political and religious leaders. Wide-ranging, fun, informative radio. That's As the Lawyer with Brian Figaro. Ask the Lawyer any question you like via email at bfigeroux@msn.com. That is bfigeroux@msn.com for legal advice regarding specific situations. Appointments at the office will be made when you call 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Please note that submitting questions do not create an attorney-client relationship.
Mr. Figaro, do you believe that people understand their civil rights?
Yes, Ms. Phillip, this is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers, and as your rights, your civil rights have been violated. The most common civil right issue that we have in New York City, and you know, in a, obviously in certain instances people die. The most recent, the chokehold by Mr. Gardner. Stop and frisk is a huge issue, and if you have ever been stopped and frisked in New York City, you know, besides it's being inconvenient, it is embarrassing. Most people believe, and it has been proven, that Black and Hispanics are normally the targets for stop and frisk. And, you know, one of the questions that we could ask ourselves is, why are they stopping and frisking me? Is it because I'm Black? I'm brown? Is there another reason? And yes, it is because you're Black and you're brown. And yes, there are other reasons. For example, NYPD officers may be stopping and frisking you so that they could make overtime pay. NYPD officers may be stopping and frisking you, maybe for sexual reasons, we don't know. NYPD officers may be stopping and frisking you besides for overtime pay, besides they may want to have a sexual interest in you. We don't know. But it is also a way to punish people. So what they may be doing is, with your interaction in that community with these officers on a consistent basis, they may think that you think that you are a better person than they are. So there are a lot of issues associated with a stop and frisk. So what we are talking about is, what are the motives for an NYPD officer to stop and frisk you? And the only motive should be enforcing the law. They are there to protect and serve. And protect and serve also has to have respect with it. Now, the mayor of New York City, Mr. de Blasio, and his former counterparts, former mayors, and even other people who want to be mayor of New York City, If you are black or brown, you better understand what the mayor thinks, what stop and frisk mean. And you do not want your children, your grandchildren, your wife, your mother, your brother. But unfortunately, it's us men that are being stopped and frisked illegally, violating your constitutional rights. And, hey, what are the consequences? If they stop and they frisk you, they may find a reason to put you through the system, meaning from arrest to arraignment. Your case may be eventually closed. You might take a plea just because you don't want to lose your job. But there's financial consequences to you. And I always say, you know, it's better the mayor pay the NYPD officers better, because, hey, then they wouldn't be motivated to put you through the system so that they could make some overtime, because they have bills to pay to. So when the mayor negotiates with the PBA, people, you know, the organization representing the NYPD, maybe, hey, you know, you want a mayor to go in office who's going to raise their pay because there'll be less stop and frisk. Does that make sense? So in order to bring about change, you have to understand what the problem is. All of the people who run for office for mayor, they make promises and they never keep it. Is it because they're not intelligent enough to understand the issue and come up with solutions? Or they just, like, you know, get the job and now they're focusing on putting more money in their pockets, because they couldn't become a millionaire or a billionaire, so to speak, from the government jobs that they have. They were never intelligent enough, I don't know, to have a business and make money. Hey. But now in the office, is this just an opportunity for them to fill their pockets with gold? My name is Brian Figueroa. This is Ask the Lawyer. Stop and frisk damages people. Stop and frisk costs New Yorkers a lot of money. Of 1 million stop and frisk, they said 900,000 was unconstitutional. Mayor de Blasio may have a son with an afro, but Mayor de Blasio do not have an afro. We must understand that distinction. So Mayor de Blasio's son has an afro. He might be stopped and frisked on any given night in New York City for no reason other than an NYPD officer want to show his power or her power. Mayor de Blasio doesn't have an afro because he is white. He is not black. He is not brown. And because he have children that are black or brown, it doesn't mean that he's going to be a good mayor or was a good mayor. These issues are very serious. These issues are still with us, regardless of what he says. If you've been a victim of an illegal stop and frisk, speak to your lawyer, speak to your criminal attorney, defend yourself. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. For a free legal consultation on any legal matter, call us at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could also visit our website, www.falaw.us. Again, www.falaw.us, and look at the civil rights section of our website so that you could understand your rights. Ms. Phillip?
That's right. We'll fight for you. We'll defend those rights, but you have to pick up that phone and give us a call. The number to call is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. And remember, you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our free paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a free consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.